ברשות מוזר הרב איסאי. Is it a true honor? It is a true pleasure and privilege to be here today. And I tell you, Mirei Mekalev, ברשות כל הקהל הקודש הזה, those who are present with us with their smiles on their faces, those who are on the phone, and any other communicational network, ברשות מורנון ורבונון ורבויסאי, המועד האסרה, וכל הציבה הקודש הזה. I entered על הקודש פנימה תמורן ראש הישיבה, רבן לב שטיימן, just before I left there at Yisrael, asking him about what should be the subject we should discuss today. And he looked at me and told me, in the 3 weeks, in the 3 Wochen, fragte er da Scheile, in the 3 weeks you asked me such a question. We daven v'hoshev kahanim l'avidosom u'levim v'shirosom. Speak about kudushas kuhunet. If we speak about the kudushas kuhunet, and we speak about the holiness and the greatness that the kahanim have, maybe then we'll be zoicha to see once again the avodas hakuhunet that they saw and we had in the Beis Hamikdash. That is what we should speak about. I want to just tell you one thing before we start. And that is what I heard from Mashgiach, Zechat Tzadik Kodesh Lebrocha, the Kamenis of Mashgiach, that it was Zechat Elomidim Chavusa a number of years, and he told me over that the Chazanish, the Heilige Chazanish, that he was made, and he said he saw him. And he spoke to him a number of times, and the Heilige Chazanish was Zechat to speak to Neshamis, these were his words. Not only b'chaloyim, but also b'hokis when he was awake, that the Chazon Ish said that the highest level of learning Torah is Motzei Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh. These are the two times that the highest level of aspor, highest level of Torah that a person can reach, that the Torah can be mashpia and to guide him and to cast on the koyach and the strength of the Torah further and further. Motzei Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Why are these two times the special times of learning Torah? Dr. Chazon Ish, because those are the two times that it's the beginning of a tkufa. Motzei Shabbos, after the Shabbos goes away, it's the beginning of the whole week. The person learns Motzei Shabbos. After Shabbos, it guides them and brings them along the whole week. So too, the beginning of the month, the first day of the month, it can guide a person and bring a person and guide them through the whole month. Rei Ravah Abayisai, I have no topic to say, that the Chazon Ish would see the Torah way, he would say, the Zgula for pull a person through the day is to bring the call of the day, a kvutze of Anoshim, Shekibut Tzadikim, Shetoyv Lehem V'toyv Lo'ilom. When the kibbutz of Tzadikim and Tzadikim and Yerei Shemayim get together, it's good for them, good for the whole world, that'll guide you through the whole day. And that is what the Chazon Ish meant when you take the beginning, that'll guide you through. Memele Mabrochem, Mori Mikaleiv, L'chol HaTziva HaKodesh Hezeh, L'chol HaMishtatzim, L'chol HaMaraginim, L'chol HaGaboyim, L'chol HaMachzikim, L'chol HaMiyazdim, that the Eivish to Zohelfen, B'schut this, that you have this Madrega, this level of Torah, at the beginning of time, B'schut HaTorah should guide you through your day, and through your week, and through your month, and Beis Hashem, through the whole life, Kulay, you should be always zeicha to see Simchas HaNachas, Menuchas HaNefesh, Kol HaYomim, Omein V'Omein. The question arises, Friday night, you invited Mr. Norman Cohen to eat by you Friday night, together with his whole family. Mr. Norman Cohen, believe it or not, his name is not only Cohen, he is actually also a Kohen. And not only is he a Kohen, but I have a secret to tell you, his father is also a Kohen. And he's not only like these Kohanim, that he make a Gerim, he can make a great, you ask, you want to be a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, you pay the right bill, today doesn't cost too much, used to cost a lot of money, today 50 shekel, you cover, just give the amount, and you got it. Mr. Cohen, his father's a Kohen, and his grandfather's a Kohen, you can't pull any games with him. He knows exactly what the Kuna is all about, and he's going to tell you that he is a Kohen, his father's a Kohen, and it goes back even 3 generations, that his great-grandfather is also a Kohen. Now, I had a friend who was a Sheshiv in America, he had a wonderful bracha that made about his tshuva. He came to the chuppah, they told him that the father of the kala is Bavineinu Mishkanit. That's a guy. The father of the kala is a non-Jewish fellow. And we have to see to Mechabed, everyone's getting kibudim, everyone's being honored right and left. We have to see to Mechabed, the father of the kala also, even though he's not Jewish. A wonderful chosim about tshuva, a wonderful kala about his tshuva. What are you going to be mechabed this chosim? What are you going to have the father of the kala? What are you going to be mechabed him? It's a wonderful Baal Kishon, this Rosh Hashiva, and he said, I would like to honor the father of the kala to put the glass under the foot of the chosim. That was the cover that he gave for the father of the kala. So this guy, you were able to pull his foot and able to pull his leg. Oh, but the pshat is, by this Norman Cohen, there was no games about it. He knows he's a Kohen and he's Machad Goy from Paul. He is a Kohen, he has to be Mechavim the Kedushas Kohen. Some people say in the neighborhood that he's not a Kohen. They say, at first, he came from here, he came from there, we found out, we didn't find out. It's the gate open Labadik. He's coming to Shul on Yom Tov, he wants to buy the Aliyah. So the Gav is selling it. No, today the selling dollars cost us some geld. Today they say all the dollars are going into starting selling aliyahs in America by Yuho. They don't want to sell dollars anymore in America. They say in shekel, they say the dollars in Israel. The Gabi in Shul is selling the aliyahs, and he's selling the aliyahs, and they're going up and up. And this Norman Cohen is bidding away. And they know, Shmektap is Mishdi Kuhuna. Are you allowed to sell him this aliyah or not? He's eating by you Friday night. What do you do? Are you mechuyet to be mechabed, Mr. Norman Cohen, to make kiddush before you make kiddush because you are not a kohen, or do you say I'm the balabas over here? Let me take care of making kiddush. Afterwards, I'm mechabed oireach. Afterwards, I'm mechabed the guest. Let him make kiddush. Or do you say, nei, ich b'mechuyet, I will go ahead and I'll make my kiddush. How do you go about the inyan of kedushas kohuna by certain halachas that apply day in and day out in our lifetime? One of the great inyanim that are dealt in this parasha, we know how we feel the mitzvah of a kiddushtoy. Everybody runs out in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to wash the hands of the kohen. Washing the hands, the kiddushtoy, a mitzvah that I said, the kiddushtoy, everyone's running to wash. Who runs out? The bachurim and the levim. We have a problem. When we do a mitzvah of a netilah for a kohen, of washing the hands of a kohen before he goes up to duchen, that we zoichen as his soul to have every single day. That's one thing I can tell you, London does not have and Yerushalayim does have. That birchas kohenim that we have every single day. It's one of the beauties of as his soul. And birchas kohenim, he's standing and he wants to go ahead and mekayim that mitzvah, netilas hakohuna. Everybody's dashing to the board, everybody's washing the hands. We know that halacha applies on Shabbos. Shnayim sa'asuhu is possible. When you have two people washing your hands of a kohen, what's the halacha? Maybe it's not considered to be anybody's ma'aser. Just like by Shabbos. If you have two people carrying a table in a reshus harabim, let's not decide if this is a reshus harabim. If it's not a reshus harabim, oh, if it's a reshus harabim. And you have two people walking outside carrying a table. If it's shnayim sa'asuhu, both can actually carry that table, so it's considered to be that both are not over Issu Doiraisa on Shabbos. Why is that so? Because it's considered to be that it's not a mice, it's not an action of both of them. So when you're washing the hands of a Kohen, why should it be that it's not considered to be a mice of both? Maybe it's not Reuven, it's not Shimon. Both are washing the hands of the Kohen. Both could actually take that cup and pour over the water of the hands of the Kohen. Maybe it's not Reuven's Meister, it's not Shimon's Meister. Two people are doing one act, so no one's doing it. And we see when people are washing the hands of the Kohen, we have everybody washing. Four, seven people, everyone's touching the Kohen, everyone's touching the other guy, who's touching the other guy. And, in the meantime, finally some water gets on the hands of the Kohen. That's considered to be the Kiddushtoy. Do we really be making the mitzvah of the Kiddushtoy when we do that mitzvah? Or are we not making the mitzvah? More so, when you have children who also want to be like the fathers. They want to be like the fathers and they want to go out and wash the hands of the kohen. And the young children, they're not the mitzvah yet. Are we allowed to let them be mekayim the mitzvah of the kiddushin? Are they bachiyuve bechalal some kind of mitzvah of the kiddushin? Do they have the koyach as children to do that mitzvah? Or do you say that young children don't have that mitzvah because they're not bachiyuve? Or as far as regarding to be noitel the hand of a kohen, washing his hands is washing his hands. What's the difference? It's still the main thing, a lady washed the hands of a kohen. What do we do regarding to this halacha? Moir Rabbi Isa, the Heilige Mashgiach, in Chatzke Levenstein, in Ponovich, everybody used to know, it was famous, and when he went to wash, as he was a lady, to wash the hands of the kohen, he went personally himself, everybody opened up the way, and he washed the kohen with his own hands, without anybody else, no shutzim, and no chetzi shutzim. I'm sorry? No, with a keli, but he did it himself. No. Hey, with a keli, but he did it himself. Without any shutzim, without anybody else. Now, one could say that the reason why Rav Chatzke was zecher to do it, Mashgiach from Ponovich Yeshiva, everyone had their cheretz, a rebbe kum, so everyone opened up the way and did it. Others say that the Chatzke wanted to do the maaseh himself because he felt that it's considered to be two people do it together, shnayim shasu, and a male of the pshat is when another person does it, not considered to be my maaseh. The male you would have to ask, is the maaseh action of a child considered to be an action? As far as we know, an action of a child doesn't have a toikus, doesn't have a status of actually being a maaseh toikus of a true action, a mice of a cotton. So who says a cotton can wash a koyin? And we do see that the kehanim do let the children wash the hands. The Beis Yosef is mevoyer. He brings a Zohar HaKadosh that the idea of washing the hands of a koyin is kedusha shechal al kedusha. Has to be a holiness that should lie on a holiness. And when a cotton, even if he's a kid, but he's a lady, and he has some type of kedushas levir, that is enough to bring a holiness upon a holiness, which that is a lady on a kohen, even if he is a child. And that's enough to be considered a mitzvah of netilas kohuna. A child also has the kedusha. And if he also has the kedusha, then you could be mechadish, that you don't need to act, because as long as you have a kedusha on a kedusha, that's enough. So soft, the kohen did get an atila from a lady. So we see an idea over here that a child does have a kedusha. There's a kohen, a little kid of 9 years old, a little kid of 6 years old. And to make it easier to understand, a little kid in the carriage. He's a kohen. His name is Aaron HaKohen, even if you want. And he's in his carriage. Does he have a kedusha's kohuna? Or does he not have it in Kedushas Kuhuna? Zog the Heilige Zeide de Ksav Seifa, that a Kedushas HaKuhuna starts b'mimei imoy. When the kid is still in his mother, he already has a Kedusha of Kedushas HaKuhuna that you're mechuyev in the Kiddashtoi to be mechabed that child. Why? Because he's a chest of the Kedusha. How on earth are we going to be mechabed that little kid who is in his carriage, who is a kohen? Are you going to start singing for him in the street? Oh, Zavul HaTzadik? What are you going to do, Kedusha and the Kiddashtoi, with that mitzvah of little child? And I ask you a question. We all know that there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Sof Ha'Yiras, Kohen Kodim LaLevi, VeLevi Kodim Yisrael, VeYisrael Talmud Chochem Koidim Lekoyim God Lamoritz. That when you have an Inyan of Kedimus, when you have a line standing, the Mishnah is referring to Tzokah, that a Kohen comes before a lady before Yisrael, and when you have a Talmud Chochem, who is a Yisrael, comes before a Kohen God Lamoritz. As a Seder, that a Kohen always comes before others, and by others, the Ksav Seifa and the Ksav Seifa bring down, that's considered to be a Deiraisa, the Seder Mishnah. Als the mitzvah of Mikidashta. My question to you is the following. When you have a woman who's standing by the woman's doctor in line, she's sitting by the woman's doctor in line, and there's a long line. The line doesn't look like it's getting any shorter. But she is a Eishes Kohen. Her husband is not Mr. Norman Cohen, but he's a Kohen, a Rappaport through and through. Do you have to tell the doctor you have over here Eishes Chayim? Maybe she has a girl, maybe she has a boy. So we have a suffix derisa. We have a suffix, maybe she has a boy named Mechuyev Mekidash Toy for her. Let her come at the beginning of the line. Because we Mechuyev, we may imoy a mitzvah derisa Mekidash Toy. More so, when you have a lady standing in line at a shoe store, and she is Eishes Chayim, and she is also pregnant, would you have to let her get at the beginning of the line? Or would you say, Shulik, there's a long line over here, stand in line like everybody else? I don't care who your husband is, and who your husband's grandfather is. What do we say? What halacha applies? It could very well be that as long as the woman is there, not for herself, she is there for her child. When you take her at the beginning of the line by the doctor, you're taking her? You're taking her for a child. And her child, in today's x-ray world, and we definitely know that it's possible to check and to find out within a half a second if it's a boy or a girl. And if it's a boy, it's a vadei d'oraisa. And if we know that in such a situation, no sfeikas, but it is a boy, and there's a mitzvah of ikidash to even b'me'imoy, even when she's in her mother's stomach, so then you mechuyev to the kiddushta. Who says that you don't have to take it to the beginning of the line? When she's at a shoe store, and it doesn't make too much of a difference to her baby which color shoe she's going to be wearing this week, so maybe in such a case you would not have to take her to the beginning of the line. Because of this, she's not here for a child. But when she's here for a child, you're not being mechabed her, you're not honoring the mother, you're honoring b'etzim the child. You want to be mechaved the child that he should mechaved the mitzvah of Kiddushta. That's the mitzvah, the eraisa that we have. That's why we want to be mechaved over here, the mother. So who are we being mechaved? The mother or the child? And why are we being mechaved the child? We being mechaved the child because he is so holy. He doesn't know he's holy, mechav. He's in his mother. So what's this mitzvah of the Kiddushta that we find over here? How do we explain and how do we differ? How do we define this mitzvah? There was a story in America when I was still a bacher of a bacher that decided that he was like this Norman Cohn's grandfather, that he actually is a kohen, and he felt no one's looking at him at yeshiva when he was in preschool. So he figured he's going to come to high school, he's going to come to ninth grade, and he's going to say he's a kohen like this. He's going to get aliyah once a week. Once in 2 weeks, he's going to get into the crowd. He came onto yeshiva, they asked him what your name is, they're writing down for the aliyah. So he said his name, Ben Shimon HaKoyim, wherever you are. Givaldik, this kid is getting aliyah raised once a week, once in 2 weeks, whatever it was. And Givaldik recovered, he's feeling good about himself. Till that one wonderful day, it became dark in his eyes when his father joined him shachris in yeshiva. And they went over to his father to give him an aliyah. Father, Kohen? I'm sorry, I'm not a Kohen. And no normal Kohen. A finished Kohen. So they believe it or not, they actually gave him Yisrael. But that was the last time his kid also got Kohen. Not only that, they even threw him out of the yeshiva. In English, they maybe in London, they say suspended. Sounds better, huh? But they suspended him from the yeshiva. Now, one of the big rabbanim in America felt it was the avos, that they shouldn't have thrown him out of the yeshiva. And he said the following, why did you throw him out of the yeshiva? Because he considers himself a kohen. He said, that's a mistake. When we give a kohen an aliyah, we're not being mechaved that David ben Aaron a kohen. We're not being mechaved that David ben Aaron a kohen. We're being mechaved the shevet hakohuna. We're being mechaved that tribe who considers themselves Kohanim. We don't have to be mechaber the Kohuna. We have to mechaber the tribe of the Kohuna. That's who we have to be mechaber. It doesn't make a difference if that kid said he's a Kohen and his hair turns out to be a few years later that he's not a Kohen. As long as we thought and we acted and we casted it and we catered to the Sibur and to everybody that we are being mechabered over here Kohuna, even if it turns out he wasn't a Kohen, that is enough for mitzvah of the Kiddushta of Shevet HaKohuna. because we're not being mechaber the yochid. The yochid is only a chatzimsa. He's only a way to show us how we be mechaber the tzibur in a wide way of shevet hakohanim. And he said the nusach was the following: be'etem, we have to show to kohanim is to be miyachet kohanim, to separate kohanim, to show that kohanim is different. How do we separate kohanim? By giving them a slap across the face for the kohen? No. By being mechaber the kohen, by honoring the kohen. That's how we separate the kuna. But it's not an Indian of being mechaber. It's an Indian to separate, to show the kuna is different. So as long as we gave him that honor, and we showed this is for Kayanim, even though he himself wasn't, so it wasn't a seer. Maybe there's other reasons why they threw out this kid. But according to this reason, as far as this reason is concerned, one of the biggest rabbonim in America held that it was a mistake. They shouldn't have thrown him out because of this reason of Shevet HaKohanim. And that's why we find that the Chassam Sefer's Mechadish, when we sell aliyahs, and the Gabbai is standing in shul, and he already sold all the aliyahs for today, on Yom Tov. In the meantime, somebody comes over to him and tells him, listen here, Rabbi the Gabbai, do you know that my father-in-law is here from Australia? And you sold aliyahs, and I was asking you to buy it, and you went up and up and up, why didn't you just go for my bid, and that's it? And I need now an aliyah, what should we do? All he has open is Kayan and Levi. What should he do? In the meantime, somebody comes from the other angle and tells him, Baral Agave, don't you know my father-in-law is here from California? So this guy from Australia, this guy from California, and he's hacked from all sides, and everyone's telling him, well, I didn't listen to his bid. In the meantime, they don't want to fork out the money to pay more for the aliyah. Yet, Mazalechton. So they come to the Rav from the shul, Sholem Bayis, Kesbechibes, wife looking from Nezat Noshim. What in the world should we do over here? The Rav Paskin, that you're allowed to sell Koyan and Levi also. Achidosh, Koyan and Levi. All the Kahanim are stickle upset. And there's one Koyan, Vasot Abyssal Piaster. And he figures, I'm also going to bid. And he bids out everybody. But he says, I should get it anyway. Does he get it without paying, or does he have to pay for his aliyah for koyim? Zotach from Seifa Chidush Gadol that selling aliyahs is allowed even if you sell koyim with levi, because it doesn't belong to the koyim or the levi. It belongs to the Shevet HaKohanim and the Shevet HaLeviyah. It belongs to that tribe. So if we sold aliyah for a large amount, and through that we got money for the shul, and we got money for the Beis HaKnesset, or whatever was sold for, so it's stuck that it was given on Yom Tov, and we showed that we're being mashed this aliyah of Kohen and this aliyah of Levi, that is enough, not the actual cover, just to show that Kohen is different, to show that Levi is different. So as long as he paid for it, and he showed that we're ready to pay the proper price for the Kohen, the proper price for the Levi, whatever it shall not be, that is enough considered to be mitkan, the mitzvah of the Kiddushin. Because you don't have to mechaber the mepoil, you have to show that you want to be mechaber the mepoil. But the chassam is mechaber.
Should give money to the
kohen, buy it off the kohen. You've already got the shul dagging him asking, what do you do? The gabe is the starke gabe, beral gabe. He's not going to let you off. But what should we do with this kohen? What should we do for him? Should we mechaber him anything else? There's no other aliyahs. Only kohen and levi, and we don't make any tosefes right and left over here in the shul. So what should we do? Zot Zechsem Seifa, you should give him the first kibud. What is the first kibud? Psichas Ha'orin. You let him open up the Orin Kodesh. Because what is it saying by Koyim? What is a Koyim Mechoyim? A Koyim we have to give him Perseach Yishayim, that we let him always open up the first. In any way, in any event. Memela, when he's here for Kiddush, he has to make the first person Kiddush, he has to be the first one. And when he's here so to redo a mitzvah in shul, if it's aliyah l'tayra, so we give him the first aliyah l'tayra. And if it's to make birchas hamazon, so he's the first person learning to make birchas hamazon, because we want him to have the kuna always the first. So when we here want him to be mekayim the mitzvah, we want to be mekayim the mitzvah of the kiddushin, and we sold his aliyahs because we were allowed to sell his aliyahs, so that alone is considered to be the chashivas of kedushas hakohuna. That is why we have to go ahead and mekayim the mitzvah in such a circumstance, mekayim the mitzvah giving him psichas ha'orim. Because through psichas ha'orim, that is also considered to be the first of the mitzvahs of the kohen. It's considered to be, we still were mechaber the kohen in the first event that was possible. What do you do afterwards with the levy? That's already a question that the Chassam Sefer doesn't discuss. Because we know that if you weren't mechaber the kohen for the first aliyah, so levy lost the boat. The Mishnah says, nistaka chavilo. It's all over. The string has become disconnected because there was no kohen involved, so there's no chiv afterwards for levy. But if you give psicha ta'arayim for the kohen, then afterwards the chur you have to mechaber the levy also. But the Chassam Sefer doesn't discuss that. So what would you mechaber a levy for? That'll let the tzibah kodesh decide which kibbutz exactly you're going to give for the levy. But the kohen does get the mitzvah of psicha ta'arayim. And that's why it boils down in Ramah Chidush Neiro that the Ramah brings down from Rivosh, if someone is mevaza a kohen, he has to pay more money for the busha, more than if he's mevaza Yisrael. Meaning to say, if a rebbe is in shir and he doesn't realize this rebbe exactly that the kid didn't really do anything wrong, and he knocks him down, even if he's not by mitzvah, we discussed even a small little kohen of 9 years old. And the Rebbe says, knocked him down! What are you doing? What did you do this thing? The kid didn't really do anything. He realized afterwards he made a major mistake. So if he has a regular kid, ask him to fast him. If it's a kohen, then he has to do far above the regular what he has to do by Yisrael. Because the kohen has more of a chashivus. How can it be that a kohen has more of a chashivus? I'm a vayish kohen. The guy doesn't even know he's a kohen. If he's a shaita, the Gemara says, a shaita, you're not mechoyev aboishas, because he doesn't know that you mevaz him b'chlal. He doesn't know that you embarrassed him in any way. But if he's not a shaita, he knows, but he just doesn't know he's a kohen. Would you also have to be mechabed him and have to give him more money and be mefaz him more than a Yisrael or not? According to what we said till now, you would have to give him more. Because you're not being mechaber that etzim kohen, you're being mechaber the shevet hakohanim, the tribe of the kohanim. It doesn't make a difference if he knows he's a kohen, he doesn't know he's a kohen, because it's not regarding him. Our chiyuv is to honor and rise the great level of the kohanim, not of this actual kohen. So in such a case, we would have to mechaber them all, and when he has to lift up the madrega of the kohanim in order to be mechaber to kohuna like this supposed to be. When you have Mr. Norman Cohen by your house Friday night, do you or don't you, are you allowed to let Mr. Norman Cohen, and you have a suffix deraisa, but we pass the suffix deraisa lechumah, and you have a doubt of something when it's midoraisa, where the Heilige Ksav Sefer says that the Yerushalmi brings down in Shulchan Aruch, when you have somebody who is a kohen, and you ask him to do this and this and this, and it's a shtikel ishtamshus. He has to make for me a coffee, but not mechobedik in a way. And he went ahead and made coffee until he made the coffee. You mishtamish b'kohen, whatever mishtamish b'kohen is considered to be. You use the koyach of the kohuna. You ask the kohen to do something for you in a way that it's not exactly a chashivas for him to do it. Zokti Yerushalmi, your moil behegdish. It's like taking a piece of hegdish, it's like taking an animal who is considered to be kodesh, holy for the Beis Hamikdash, and you use this holy animal. It's considered to be your moil behegdish. Moil behegdish is the deraisa. Zokti Ksav Sefer. And this is brought down in Ramor, B'shem the Yerushalmi in Shulchan Aruch. It's ki'ilu moil behegdish. This is the lashon of the Yerushalmi, that you use the hegdish itself. That is how holy a kohen is. But how can that be? This person, what kedusha does he have? But according to what we're saying, it's not his kedusha. His meal of a hegdish is the hegdish of shevet hakohuna, of the tribe of the kohuna. That's why we have to be mechabed. And that's why someone who's mishtamish b'kohen, you mechuyev to have a madriga of moyel behegdish. We should be zeicha, halavai, to do this mitzvah of v'kidashtei, and even if it's a sophic, it's not a sophic. If it's in India, be mechabedim for Kiddush, or vizim to mechabedim for Aliyah. We should be zeicha to mekayim the mitzvah of v'kidashtei b'shleimus. And b'schus this madrega, be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeicha to see the avodah ha'sakehanim, the Beis Hamikdash. To be zeicha to have the brocha of the Beis Hamikdash, the brocha of parnosa, the brocha of gezunt, of a lot of help by all of us, and may Hashem through that to be zeichet to see v'hashev kahanim laveidosom levim mishirosom b'mheira v'yameinu amen.